With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Reverend Jackson. How are you doing this evening?
Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice as well. Well, let's just jump right into it. I know, I'm sure you want to issue a statement about former Vice President Joe Biden and his statement today. How do you want to even begin this conversation with what he said?
He's just wrong. Colin Powell is a Republican. Senator Scott is a Republican. The mayor's done by the race. 13, 14, 15 members came from Republicans, not this crowd. So we can't afford to trap blindly to one party. I hope he'll be able to check his words out in the future because a lot's riding on him.
A lot is riding on him. And do you think his apology is going to be effective to repair this damage, considering the Republicans
No. He inherited the election. In part, he was doing very poorly. And then Trump kept his name in the papers every day with the Ukraine thing, which didn't mount to nothing, but kept him visible. Liz Warren and Bernie had no ethnic game for the South. He had the Associated Press of Barack Obama. So he inherited the campaign. Must not earn it. What our real needs. The roles are supposed to help care disparity, education disparity, capital disparity. Must address those issues in a meaningful way to inspire people to vote for him. I hope that it does.
Now, I know you endorsed for the presidential nominee. You endorsed Senator Bernie Sanders. Do you believe that if Bernie Sanders would be in the same position, we wouldn't have so many issues coming up in regards to the damage that's been done of this nature?
Well, I think it's kind of too much to wish for. What Bernie did, what Bernie won the IDEA campaign, Los Angeles, for example, the idea that every American should be covered. Yeah, that's a good idea. Now with the pandemic, the corona, everybody should be covered in health care. That's the Bernie Sanders position. The Biden's not there yet, but that's where the Democratic Party is. So people's real needs are, for example. 18 black banks are coming to that. We're losing banks. Last year, he lost radio stations, TV stations. He must address the real needs, inspire people and give them hope.
When we talk about hope, a lot of the African-American community, minority community, have always been saying that Democrats only need us when they need us and that they don't truly represent us. What do you have to say to those people who are saying that right now after this comment?
You know, Dr. King's father was a Republican because they were Lincoln Republicans. When Roosevelt came in and they began to shift, Dr. King fought to save the Republicans until Nixon wouldn't get Dr. King out of jail and came to the South. So blacks had the right to vote in 65. Republicans in the South changed fathers. So we're not taking it. We must fight for our rights and leverage. Now look, and I see progress too. Mayor of Birmingham, African American, Mayor of Selma, Montgomery, Mobile, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Dallas, Houston, Texas. We'll fight it back. Not giving up anything. We'll fight back. We earn it. It belongs to us.
Knowing how important this election is, do you think he needs to make a final decision and go ahead and select a black woman VP pick?
Yeah, matter of fact, somebody who been inspired. You're two sisters running in Georgia. You have Harris running in South Carolina. You have S running in Mississippi. So we inspired the Southern both to come out, for example. It can't be a mixed toast body. It's somebody who can, Chase Abrams has the stuff that it takes. Kamala Harris, another level, the stuff it takes. Even Warren, you know, Warren. Stacey is the person all of us embrace. On the other hand, you're concerned about Trump trying to go to church on Sunday. He doesn't go to church on Sunday. Yeah, Jim McCarthy said he goes to church on Sunday. I understand. He's a church man, Sunday school teacher. Trump doesn't even go to church. So he's using the politics of people's fears. Jim Jones led people into drinking the Kool-Aid, and they died. You go to these churches and start singing and emitting droplets of coronas, you'll die. Whether you're praying or playing, worshiping or working, this germ dwells in crowds and congestion. Pray in your secret closet and say worship all online.
Right. The president did make that statement today. Do you feel that Joe Biden is more engaged with the conversation in regards to COVID-19, coronavirus, and how it is directly impacting the African-American community? Because that's what he has been criticized for during this time as well.
He's been smart by not saying things. Trump has been self-destructive. He's been sitting there watching Trump say some crazy every day and lose points. But at a certain point, Trump will not keep making those same mistakes. We'll, as a team, we can win. We must fight.
Do you believe that Joe Biden is the best presidential candidate for Black America?
At this stage, yes. He is the captain of the boat. We're the water. And our way is determined with where the relationship goes. We'll why he is the nominee tonight. Like, we're going to put him on our shoulders. He put us on his ticket. It's fair in politics.
What do you have to say to those young voters who feel like he's the same? He's old, he's white, and he doesn't have the best interest of Black people at heart. He's had former issues in regards to where he stands in regards to rights for Black Americans when he was in Congress and in the Senate. What do you have to say to those young voters who are now really weighing the line about if they should vote even now because the choices they have, they don't like?
Something about the mayor of Birmingham and Selma and Montgomery, Richmond, Virginia, old Confederate states, Houston, Dallas, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, Sebastian, Atlanta, Augusta. We're making progress. We're fighting, but it's not just top of the ticket, it's bottom. We cannot let Trump put judges, for example. So Trump represents bad news, but we need more than the alternative to Trump. We need a vision that gives return on a voter investment.
Before I let you go, would you like to make a statement about the Ahmaud Arbery case here in Georgia?
637 Blacks have been lynched in Georgia. Long train of abuses. We must fight back. Speed demonstrations matter. Do not let Trump distract you. We have more power than we've ever had, so use it.
Well said. You're right. We do have more power than we've ever had. And I'd like to thank you so much for the time and the platform and the opportunity to talk to you about this. And I would like to, again, just say thank you to Robert and your entire organization for this opportunity. You have a great evening, okay?
We're talking more in the future, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Reverend Jackson. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.